that was just down to us playing badly. And that's something you'd have to look at first and not try to look for excuses. I'm not looking for excuses with this. All I'm saying is that it shouldn't be allowed to continue major decisions being getting wrong against us on a regular basis.
How do you get your players, for want of a better phrase, more consistent? How do you kind of encourage them to be a 7 out of 10 every week? How do you build that in them?
You've got to work it at the training ground. You know, the lads know the importance of every game. For some reason, it bypassed them in the first half on Tuesday. And we've got to hope that there isn't too many more of them.
Is it just about repetition, or is it about learning from the mistakes? If you do something wrong or don't do something you should have done, as long as you don't make that same mistake again, you've learned from it.
You see, I don't think there was any glaring mistakes on Tuesday in the first half. It was a lack of impetus and a lack of drive, a willingness to pass the ball, or a lack of a willingness to pass the ball. And then when we did pass the ball, our execution was poor. But there was no actual out-and-out howling mistakes, which I suppose is one good thing. But we've got to improve our standard of play, our overall standard of play. And at home, we've got to take the game to the opposition. Whatever fans are here, we've got to enthuse them. And we didn't enthuse them in the first half, no way. We never had them on the edge of the seats. We never had them, you know, excited. And we've got to find a way of doing that at home.
What is it about your away form? What is it about playing away from home that has kind of appealed? I know last season it was very strong, but I think of your last dozen away games, last season, this season, you've won something like 8 of them. Is there something markedly different about playing away?
Well, perhaps that, you know, teams come onto us a bit more and there's space to counter-attack. I don't really think we're a counter-attacking team, but we can be quite useful in that aspect. I don't know. I don't know whether teams have a different mindset who are playing against us, but, you know, we've got a tough game coming up on Saturday, and your previous results on the road will have no bearing on the game.
Have you been surprised to see Cambridge perhaps struggle a bit at the start of this season?
Well, you know, they've got back into good form already. They'll be the form team of the league at the moment, the last two games. So we know it's going to be a tough game. They've got good players. If we get our good players playing, you know, we can be a match on anybody.
Does it kind of show just how quickly it can turn in this league? I know we've spoken about your own form wasn't what you wanted at the start of the season. Now you've gone 5 games unbeaten. Cambridge were down there. I think they were bottom at one stage, weren't they? And now they're on a little run as well. Can it very quickly change in League 2?
It does change very quickly. A bank of 3 or 4 wins propels you up the league. A bank of 3 or 4 losses also plummets you down the league. So you've got to be mindful of that. But I think that the league's very open this year. It probably won't be as strong as last year. It won't be as strong at the top, but it'll be strong on the whole division. It'll be stronger. Because there'd be 24 teams who at any given time could all push out of one way or the other.
You're approaching the double figures league games, which is kind of the time when normally we'll start looking at a league table. Is it going to take longer this year, do you think, for it to become clear?
I think this season there'll be a lot of twists and turns, and there'll be a lot of teams involved at both ends of the table, and some might be involved in the same season at the bottom and the top. So we've just got to be mindful of getting enough points on the board to give us a chance after Christmas to compete for where we want to be, which is automatics or certainly the playoffs. Well, we'd have gone joint second if we'd have won the other night. And we've got to keep ourselves in within that if a couple of wins can get us into the automatics. That's what we want. And the only way to do that is by winning games. And you've got to take every game on its own merits. But you've got to treat them 3 points as the valuable commodities that they are.
Can't mention Cambridge without mentioning Pierre Mingoyo. I know he's had an injury recently, but obviously him leaving in the summer, one of many, but such a good servant to the club. He went back down there for family reasons, didn't he? I guess you've only got good things to say about him.
Oh, he's a fantastic player, great lad, great family. You know, his dad still comes and watches us when he can. And, you know, I hope he has a really successful season at Cambridge. Obviously not against us. He's the type of lad that he'll fit in anywhere, and he'll do well anywhere because of his work. And I think players will respond to him. And he is a good footballer as well, so I hope he scores a lot of goals, but just not against us.
In terms of your own team, have Terry Gornell and Billy Key given you a bit of something to think about? You went with the sort of two up front on Tuesday night, and they both seem to be finding a bit of form now.
Yeah, you know, and Teddy's kept himself sharp. He's worked hard in training, and he's waited for his opportunity, and obviously gave him getting a goal. And, you know, we've got a lot of decisions to make, you know, especially when the players who are injured come back. But it's better to be in that position than not have enough and not feel as though you're putting out a strong side, which I think we're always capable of putting out a strong side.
Forgive the characteristically simplistic question, but how different is it to prepare with 4 midfielders and 2 centre-forwards compared to holding midfielders and 3 behind a striker?
You've got to be mindful of that. You don't get bogged down with systems, and I think we possibly got ourselves bogged down a little bit with systems on Tuesday. We changed it because of how well we finished the game on Saturday, and it didn't particularly work, but it's still 11v11. Players can even read too much into systems. If you get 11 players playing at it, you can play whatever system you want. You can play 1-1-9, or if you're not counting a goalie, 1-9. And if they're all at it, there's not a problem. It's getting them to all be at it, getting them to all want the ball, getting them to play the way they know they can play, show the drive, determination, passion, and also getting the technical aspects of the game, getting them right. And if you do that, it doesn't matter what shape you play.
Is it simply a case, therefore, of picking players that are in form, in the right frame of mind, all that kind of thing, and then thinking about that, how you're going to set them up afterwards?
Well, that's possibly a little bit too simplistic, because you know you still have to have a pattern of play. But first and foremost, you've got to get the players at it, and then the pattern of play and the shape comes secondly. That's what's the meaning.